Jess in with you this morning, and every week we catch up with Upper Hunter Shire Council this morning. Mayor Maurice Collison joins me in the studio. Maurice, how are you doing?
Going well, Jess, and great to be here again.
Survived another council meeting?
Another council meeting last night. It went on for a little while, but we got through it.
Yeah, one of the particular points of discussion where there was a bit of public participation was a decision that was going to be made on a fence that was going to be put around the airport with regard to keeping wildlife out of the airport and causing issues there. Talk us through what the process has been and what the decision was made in the end.
Yeah, Jess, as a wildlife hazard management report went up 360-odd pages. And, of course, the recommendation came to the airport committee meeting back a couple of weeks back, and that was then brought through to the council because the recommendation was changed last night. So it's called working together, listening to people around the airport, and we come up with a mutual agreement that a 1.5-metre fence will go around anywhere where there's rural and 1.5 metres around the residential. So it's a compromise. Yep. And we just hope that works.
Yeah, because it seemed like some of the concerns from those who spoke was that land value would go down if a big fence was put near their property. Also, the wildlife, it didn't seem like there was an awful lot, particularly as far as kangaroos are concerned. There were 30-something in 12 months.
Yeah, Jess, I suppose not all sightings are recorded. It's only really the staff that record them. But I'm a great believer in prevention.
Yeah.
And I'd hate to see something happen when we could have done better. But I think this is a good compromise amongst all the landholders and the adjoining properties. And, I would not own a house joining an airport without some sort of a fence between me and the runway. And I think it's a great compromise and looking forward now to, in the new year, is getting on and building a fence that suits everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the next stage step happening with the airport works out there?
Oh, they're still busily trying to get the air site finished. The lights are on. I see yesterday morning at daylight, look magnificent. That's all done. Of course, the runway's done with a couple of little issues there to work through.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep working through, and we've got a meeting again this week on the design of the actual aviation centre. That'll go to the committee meeting this week, and then we might have an extraordinary council meeting to get all that signed off before Christmas.
Yeah.
And, I'm not sure. Early in the new year, we hope to start constructing that.
Yep, fantastic. Also at White Park, the new Camp Draft Arena, what's the latest there?
Yeah, it's great down there, Jess. They got $400,000 in grant funding to build a Camp Draft Arena, and that's just on the southern side of the undercover arena, and that'll be absolutely beautiful. And I think it'll get used more and more as the COVID disappears and we keep getting visitors to our town.
Yep, fantastic stuff. Now, Australia Day for next year looks like at the moment with the way restrictions are, we'll be able to have it as per normal.
That's got that feel about it, Jess, and I really hope it can because let's start the new year off with the good old Australian Day celebrations. And last night we went through all the people that were nominated and those who nominated. I must say thank you all very much for doing that. And any of those could have won any award, but unfortunately we only can pick one in each division, and I can't wait to hand those celebrations out to those people on that day.
Yep, fantastic. Now, the Scone CBD revitalisation work, there's a detailed design going to the January council meeting?
Yeah, that'll go to the council meeting and again out to public consultation, and this will include drop-in meetings and et cetera, et cetera. And they're still expected to be completed by 2023, and I suppose some people are going to say that's a long way away, but again, let's do it once.
Yeah.
Do it properly.
If we look at, I'll use Singleton as an example. They're doing a lot of work in their CBD at the moment down John Street, doing revitalisation works and all the rest of it ahead of the bypass being built. Should things have maybe started earlier in Scone so there was a similar situation where revitalisation work was perhaps a little bit more ahead than it is before the bypass was built?
Oh, yes, I think in hindsight, definitely, I suppose the bypass was the number one part of getting grant funding, and the revitalisation was then all part of the funding from the bypass. And look, this is going to be an inconvenience to people. And but anyway, that's where we are. That's the cards we've got to play with now, and we've got to try and work with people very closely.
Yeah.
And communication.
Yeah, exactly. And lastly, we are in summer. I mean, looking outside today, it doesn't really feel like summer, but that's usually a time of year when people use a bit more water. And we just want to remind everyone that water restrictions are still in place.
Yeah, level 2 for Aberdeen, Murundi and Scone, and level 1 for Merriwarne, Cassilis. So level two restrictions include watering only between the hours of 6 and 9 in the mornings and evenings on the odds and even days. But just the drought's not over.
No.
I mean, up in the high country where I am, the rivers are running nicely, but that's been fluctuating up and down very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And we haven't really had a taste of summer. So it's really a water wise, just everyone just, yeah, be think about where it comes from and what it costs to get it to the tap.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Morris, heaps going on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jess.